Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Joe, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Chase McKay, Big Joe Dubin on this Friday. A really cool event coming to our city this weekend. The Music City Sports Card Collectibles and Autograph Show, which will be the Franklin Ag Expo Center, 4215 Long Lane in Franklin. You can get more information at MusicCityCollectiblesShow.com. One of the participants in this, and there is a long list, you can check it out on that website, is Hall of Famer, legendary wrestler, Ricky the Dragon Steamboat. He joins us now. Ricky, good morning. Thanks so much for doing this.
Hey, good morning. Are you Chase or Joe?
I am Chase.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, thanks
so
much.
Good morning to you.
Yeah, absolutely. So doing events like this, and, you know, I've been to events like this, like wrestling shows or collectible shows. How cool is it for you to be able to interact with the fans from any generation?
You know, it's always been amazing to me, and I'll tell you an example. You know, to have an 8-year-old kid come up to me and start to tell me my life story, and you know, the matches with Flair and Macho Man, and championships I've held, and it's, you know, I guess the availability of being able to watch stuff online, but. Some of these kids know more about me than I know about me, and it's really cool.
Yeah, and okay, so I'm just going to jump right into it. My favorite match of all time is you against Savage at WrestleMania 3. And yeah, I was not around yet, and so I've watched it obviously on the WWE Network and throughout the years, but that match to me is what pro wrestling is all about, because you guys told a story and you stole the show. I mean, the main event that night was supposed to be Hogan and Andre, but you mentioned WrestleMania 3, you two come up. So how special is it so many years later that is still the case?
It's, you know, at the time, of course, we never knew the attention that we were going to get 30-plus years later. You know, unfortunately, Macho passed away, I don't know, about 8 or 9 years ago. But we just set out wanting to have the match of the evening, knowing the scope of WrestleMania 3 at the Pontiac Silverdome. And then we're hearing, you know, reports about the buy rate for the pay-per-view was off the hook, so... there's a story in itself about how we put that match together and how we didn't know if it was going to fly or not. But, you know, if you want to hear it, I'll tell it.
Yeah, go ahead.
It'll take a minute.
Yes.
Okay, so we did an angle in December of 86 to which he came off the top rope with the announcer's bell on my throat. And his story was that he was trying to end my career because he knew that I was gunning for his title, the Intercontinental. So WrestleMania 3 is in March, you know, March 29th is 3 months later. And, you know, they put me on TV periodically. I'm doing some throat therapy and some speech therapy. And, you know, everybody's wondering if I'm able to come back or even talk. So about a month out, I went to dance and I said, is Savage and I going to have any tune-up matches? Now, what that means is generally before a big show, like a pay-per-view, you get to work with the guy in a few venues around the country so you can have somewhat of an idea of the spots that you put together and the match that you put together. So you'd have something, a baseline that you lay down for the big pay-per-view. Well, Vince said, no, he said, Ricky, you're going to make your debut at the day of the show. I said, well, you know, I don't know Savage you know, we did that angle back in December, but that was just where he just jumped me, beat me up, and then came off the top rope, you know. So we really don't know each other. A lot of guys work slow in the ring. Some guys are plodding. Some guys are quick. Timing, you know. I knew Sal was really quick on his feet. And so I just told Randy, I said, you know, we're not having any tune-up matches at all. So I convinced the company to put me on the road in the last month to appear at some of the shows that he was at. And all I wanted to do was, before his match started, was to walk out in front of the crowd, point at him, and put up three fingers, like WrestleMania III, you and me. And it was at those shows that, after the show, we would get together and we would start talking about putting this match together, just simply going on our gut feeling, not knowing each other that much, you know, the feeling out process in the ring. And I remember I said, Randy, what kind of story do we want to tell? And he goes, well, Dragon, I came off the top rope on your throat. I think during this match you should be going after my throat. And I said, you know, Randy, that would make sense. It would, you know, help tell the story, you know, payback. But I think all the fans would see that coming. And I hated it when the fans knew which direction the match was going, you know, and started calling the shots. And he said, well, what kind of match do you think? And I said, I think let's just have a championship match. And let's paint a picture that I'm trying to get your championship and you're trying to keep it, because after the match, when we have our interviews, you know, the biggest thing that would hurt you was to lose your championship to a guy that you hurt and hasn't been in the ring for 3 months. So, you know, typically back then, and that was, you know, 87, a match would have 8 or 9 false finishes. Those are the 1-2 kick out, 1-2 kick out. So we started putting together this match on our gut feeling. We ended up with like 20 false finishes. And we had to write it all down, every sequence, every spot. And then during the match, to remember which false finishes was coming up in consecutive order so that we're on the same page and then we're not bumping into each other thinking he's thinking one way and I'm thinking another for the next series leading up to a false finish. That was really difficult, but you know, by the grace of God, we came up with a match that, you know, 30 plus years later, people still talk about. And it was just something we put together on our gut feeling.
Ricky the Dragon Steamboat is with us. And yes, WrestleMania 3, it was the longest match of the night. Beat Hogan and Andre by about 2.5 minutes, according to the internet, which is always right. But what was kind of the, you guys walked behind the curtain and, you know, there are a few matches after you, obviously the main event. But when you realize that, and maybe you didn't realize it at the moment, that you had, quote unquote, stolen the show, what was kind of the feedback from other wrestlers, specifically from Hogan and Andre, that were billed as the main event of the evening?
After the match, of course, the guys, when we came in the locker room, they were saying, you know, what a match you guys put together. Man, oh, man. But I think what's really sealed it was the old-timers that worked for Vince. Arnold Skolin, Gorilla Monsoon. And, you know, these guys were really up there in age. And when they came up to us and said it was the best thing they've ever seen, that sort of, you know, put the icing on the cake that we had done something that night. We'd done something different. We made it a championship match. And we had the hills and valleys, the up and down. And people didn't know who was going to win. And when we came up with the finish, of course, I did my dive off the top rope, and Randy suggested that. And I said, well, you know, I think everybody, you know, if they start seeing me climbing up to do the dive, they're going to know that's the end. I'd like to catch them out of the blue. So we came up with a series to going towards to the finish. And when he went to pick me up for just a simple slam, I was just to hang on, and we do a forward roll together and ended up in a cradle, which is called like a small package. Probably one of the most prostituted bulk finish moves in our business, but it ended up being the move for the 1-2-3, which caught everybody by surprise. And I think catching people by surprise just puts the stamp on it about how we had come up with something that nobody saw it coming. And I think the fans enjoy it the most when they don't expect what's going to happen next, because they, throughout the whole match, they just didn't know. They just didn't know what was going to happen. And the pace of that match, oh my God. Like, I had not been in the ring for almost 3 months. And so they call that ring shape. You know, you right. could do all the cardio and the stair stepper and go out and do the bike and run, but there's nothing like what they call ring shape. And I was so gassed after that match that when I got back to locker room, I just fell on the floor. I was, I don't know if I could have gone another couple minutes. It was strictly running on adrenaline. You never know when you start to ask your body that you need to kick it into fifth gear, especially the last part of the match, to get the fans really looking hard to see who's going to win. But I was so blowed up after that match. It was I was so blowed up it hurt.
What a great story. We're talking to Ricky the Dragon Steamboat, be in town this weekend over at the Williamson County Ag Expo Park for the big sports collectible show that's going on over there. Hey, we just got a text in here, Ricky, from a friend of the show, Reno Riggins, said to tell you hi, that you're one of the finest men outside the ring he's ever met. So there you go. Now, I understand that you are living in Knoxville. You've become a big Tennessee football fan. Is that correct?
That is correct. I live in a small town called Lewisville. About 20 minutes from sort of southwest of Knoxville. And I became a big Tennessee fan through marriage. I met my wife up here. I was doing a fanboy Comic-Con convention here in Knoxville about 8-9 years ago. And that's how I met her. And, of course, if you live here especially, you know, you become a Tennessee fan. I never watched hardly any college ball, even though I grew up in Florida. And the first thing she said to me, she said, look, we'll have no Gator stuff in the house.
Good.
You know, that rivalry between us and them, you know, she has one of the first things she said, we're going to have no Gator stuff in the house at all, because she knew I was. But I told her, I said, look, I was never a Gator fan, because even though I grew up there, you know, when it comes to professional football, I think I was pretty much a fan of the Miami Dolphins. But I'm going back to the Larry Zonka, Jim Kick,
yeah,
Bob Greasy days, you know, when they won the Super Bowl and went with an undefeated season that year. But that's going back to the, I think, the late 60s. So
yeah, that'd be 72. And by the way, Bob Greasy is going to be at the same event you're at this weekend.
Are you kidding me?
No, sir. He's going to be there.
Oh, wow! I've got to shake his hand.
Yeah. So Ricky, to become a Tennessee football fan for the Volunteers, you have to understand the heartbreak. So in the last 8-9 years, you've gone through the heartbreak, right?
Oh yeah, yeah. You know, with the changing of the coaches, and you know, I think we got a good guy now. The who's who of who makes decisions on coaching, got to give this guy a chance. You know, we got a quarterback that's got a hell of an arm, but he's just got to be a little bit more consistent with it. And our running backs, you know, are off the hook. And they're not big guys either, man, but boy, can they juke and jive and slip tackles, you know. So our running game is good, and our defense is tough. I think we got a good front line that protects Milton in the back there, but he's got to be more consistent with his arm to move us forward in the direction that we want to go.
Ricky the Dragon Steamboat is with us. Mm-hmm. And Ricky, wrestling has evolved a lot over the years with different companies. Now, Vince and the WWE have obviously been around for a long time, and it's even going through an evolution. When you look at the state of the business with WWE, with AEW that you made some appearances with Tony Khan, where do you feel like the state of wrestling is right now?
Well, WWE, to me, has gone through a change. And I don't want to knock them, but I just feel like the foundation of our business and the way we were brought up and passing the torch, to be more explicit, guys being able to go out there and tell a story in their match. You know, I feel every match can have its own story, even if it's a match that two guys have no issues with each other. They can still go out there and tell a story in a match. That seems to be lacking. But I noticed with AEW, with some of the more mature guys that are working for that company, to them, it's all about being able to tell a story. You know, the few times that I've been able to sit in with that company and just bending an ear and listening to some of these guys talking about their match and how they want it to go, the ebb and flow of it, they're pretty strong on making sure that they tell a story in the match, you know. So I like seeing that with that company. I also know that Tony Khan is taking some stuff from his father, who owns the Jags, and treating the guys more, you know, with I think with hospitalization stuff and looking out for their better interests, almost like a professional football as an athlete. And they are really they're really growing, and it shows. You know, they went over to England and had a super big show over there and did tremendous with it. And I understand they've already signed to where they're going to be going back next year.
Yep.
So, yeah. This company is doing it the right way. It's a little bit of the way that the business has evolved, but also not forgetting some of the old school that run this business for 50, 60, 70 years. You know, you still got to add that flavor in there.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Well, Ricky, we really appreciate you doing this today. Looking forward to seeing you on Sunday at the Williamson County Ag Expo.
I'm going to be there Saturday.
Saturday. Okay, so you'll be there Saturday. And what time can people find you?
I'm going to be there from 11 to 3. I believe I'm going to be signing from about 11 till 1:30 or 2-ish. And then they have a thing to where the celebrities go in the back room and sign a bunch of memorabilia for the company. You know,
nice.
So when we go back there, I'll be signing a lot of Ricky Steamboat wrestling cards and dolls and figurines and, you know, and posters and stuff like that. That's probably where I'll be able to get to meet Bob Greasy and just tell him what a great athlete he was in my growing up days.
Well, I hope
so I'm going to be there Saturday starting at about 11.
Awesome. Well, we look forward to it. Thanks so much for doing this and telling some stories, and we'll talk again soon.
All right. Hey, appreciate you guys putting the word out for us. Thank you.
Absolutely. Ricky the Dragon Steamboat, the Hall of Famer, legendary wrestler. And again, Joe, you can catch him on Saturday at the Williamson County Ag Expo. A really cool event. A lot of celebrities that will be there. MusicCityCollectibleShow.com. You can see the full list. But really cool to hear those stories.
Absolutely.
From the Dragon. Coming up next, we'll talk a little bit more about that and things coming up this weekend. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.
Oh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.